Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Nick Bunker, author of In the Shadow of Fear, America and the World in 1950. Harry Truman's in the White House. The Korean War, never to end, begins in June of 1950. Between the beginning of the year and June, the fear is everywhere. The Soviets are understood to be ready to attack. Here, Nick Bunker explains why that date, 1954, was seen as the end of the world. Something must be done. The Soviets are getting ready to attack. They didn't know about Korea. They didn't think of Korea. But when it does happen, that justifies the estimation that the Soviets will attack in 1954 with atomic weapons. Here's Nick Bunker in The Shadow of Fear explaining NSC 68. Famous then, famous now. The Cold War. More of this tonight.
So the revelation in the United States that the Soviet Union had an atom bomb helped to trigger a great deal of rethinking inside the State Department about what they were to do about the threat of the Soviets, particularly the threat of the Soviets in Europe. They could also see the extent to which the Soviets were continuing to build up their conventional military force as well. And so Atchison commissioned Paul Nitze to produce what became NSC 68. And the core of this document was this, really. First of all, though it was a top secret document, it was marked top secret, it wasn't intended always to be secret. The intention was that NSC 68 would become a public document. It would be a document that would be used by any nation, by Harry Truman, to rally the American people, if you like, around a great new effort to put together the military and economic wherewithal to win the Cold War. And not only the American people, the intention of Dean Acheson and Nitze was that NSC 68 would then be used also to sell the same kind of idea to the other Western allies, to the United Kingdom, to France, to Italy, to the Netherlands, and so on and so forth, with a view to kind of building up NATO on this basis. Now, the core of NSC 68 in terms of its argument was this. The argument was that the Soviet Union was devoting an enormous chunk of its national output to preparing for war. They argued, or they estimated, that the Soviet Union was spending about 15% of its annual economic output on defense. Or rather, they thought it was going to be offense. And that 15% figure was about three times what the United States was spending. Now, their worry was that by 1954 was a key date for them. They worried that by 1954, the Soviet military buildup would be such that the Soviet Union, not only with their conventional forces, but with their new atomic bombs as well, would pose an overwhelming threat to Western Europe.